Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast with Cassia Marina. And if you've been here for any length of time, you might have realized I have not been using the intro music for the podcast. And it's not to say like I've ditched it, but lately I've just been loving the vibe of just starting the podcast without any music. It just feels less like there's less production. It's just a raw conversation. You click play and I just start talking. And that's just the vibe and space that I'm in these days. I do love my audio and I will bring it back in. But yeah, I just wanted to bring some attention to that for some reason. So I'm just loving it. I don't know. Are you loving it? Are you just like enjoying just that raw, uncut feeling of things? Anyway, so on today's podcast episode, I have guest Leslie Bradshaw, and this episode was done as a live podcast recording on Instagram, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot more of those. So without any further delay, let's just dive straight into the episode. I will introduce what the topic is all about and all of that good stuff. The topic of today is really all of this lockdown and how it's affecting us as individuals, you know, with all of these restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like we haven't given it enough space to talk about. Everyone is just trying to put on a brave face. We're just trying to like get through it on our own. And, you know, I just went silent for a while because I wanted to be like really clear on what is the message that I want to share with people during this time right now. Because the fact is like we all would have had plans, and my plans, for example, got, you know, ended, stopped, dead in its tracks. And I had to like figure out, okay, now is not a good time to move forward with the things that I wanted to move forward with. So I took the time to like, you know, not work on that, but then you feel this sense of like being lost. Like, okay, mm-hmm. What else can I do? And then, you know, we all are relying on whatever savings we have in the bank. And then the longer we stay in this, we're trying to figure out, okay, money isn't coming in, but it's keep depleting because we're humans, we're alive, we have to live. Mm-hmm. And having to deal with responsibilities, having to look at, you know, your business on pause, especially those who can't really leverage online for whatever reason, you know, depending on the nature of your business. I know it's really difficult to just say, well, hang in there, or people telling you, well, don't complain, just be grateful. And I really wanted to have this episode to really validate everyone's experience and just to also let you know that you're not alone, and also to be vulnerable and share that, hey, we're all going through something similar. And regardless of your situation, it's not something pleasant to go through. You know, one of the things that I have a problem with is the people who are like, well, I don't really go anywhere anyway. This isn't about going somewhere and just having a good time and just going out. There's something about human nature where you might not go anywhere, but you just want to know you have the option to, you know, it does something to you mentally. And there is an effect on you as an individual when every time you try to pivot, something changes. From every 2 to 3 days, there was something changing. This post-traumatic stress syndrome that can happen. And I feel like people don't pay enough attention to this. So Leslie is a life coach and mindset coach, and she wanted to give us some tips today to, you know, help us cope through this time. It might seem as though we might be coming out of this soon, but I am so jaded at this point. Like, I don't know when we would get out of this. We can only estimate, we can get promises, but we really don't know for sure because things are always changing. Anything can change, and that's one thing about the pandemic. So how do we cope during this time? So Leslie, I want to just give you space to introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are, what you do, et cetera, et cetera. The stage is yours.
Okay, thank you so much. That's a wonderful introduction there. My name is Leslie Bradshaw, for those who don't know. I am a personal empowerment and mindset coach. I help mostly women, some men, depending on a case-by-case basis. I help them to learn to identify those limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living the best life that they can, from going after their dreams and goals. I teach them to identify those limiting beliefs and how to clear them and learn how to choose the thoughts that allow them to live their best life, those self-sustaining thoughts that really support you in leveling up, in going after your goals and going after your dreams. So that's basically what I do in a nutshell. I decided to reach out to you, as you know, when you sent an email to your email list about how you were feeling because of the pandemic. And it was very refreshing to read because I myself had been going through similar feelings. And as a life coach, I was feeling like, okay, a little bit of that imposter syndrome that I'm supposed to be motivating people, you know, uplifting people, and here I am.
You're supposed to be like leading the way and being that beacon of hope and all of the shoulds that we think, like even myself, like thinking like, okay, people would say, well, now Cassia, this is your time to thrive. It's the digital age, like lead us. But you know, I'm human too. So absolutely. Continue.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. We're human too. It's not like where you think a guru or somebody who's above everything, they have transcended human emotions. No, we still have to deal with normal, everyday human emotions, human interactions, human feelings. And, you know, like you said, all these lockdowns, we've been in lockdown for, what, 16 months now? Yeah.
And here's the thing. I love that you bring that up, because there's this perception that we recently went into lockdown in March, and it's like, no, technically we have been here since the start of the pandemic, since March. It's just that it's different levels of restrictions. Mm-hmm. And I think we've been so gotten used to lockdown that we don't even realize that we're in it until it's restricted and you can't go out and there's curfews and whatever. But we have been in, I heard someone phrase it, intermittent lockdown, which really is true. It's intermittent. It's like, it's really severe and then it's really light, but we have been in it for more than a year now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has been, even when it was at its lightest phase, it has still been very restrictive because there's still a whole host of different locations where you couldn't go to. You could not, I think they'd never reopen cinemas. Even if you were eating at a restaurant, you could not order alcoholic drinks.
Right.
And they were only operating at 50% capacity. So a lot of us still did not go out and do a lot of anything, a lot of interacting. Our interactions have remained online.
Things relaxed. Yeah.
Even though things relaxed, it remained online. And I went to the beach one time during this entire process because the only reason I went is because my cousin was migrating and I wanted to just have a last something with him before he left. Right. And, you know, we went to the beach and so many people on the beach, and I'm like, but I understood why it was so crowded, because that's one of the few places we were allowed to go. Mm-hmm. And we're, as humans, we are social by nature. So when you tell people to essentially go against their own nature, it's
it can make you sick.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Literally. Absolutely. I mean, there's a thing called psychosomatic illness, and which is where you may have the physical manifestations of illness, but it's actually driven by your psychology, by your psyche. So you've been stressing yourself so much that you're actually having physical manifestations. When that those kinds of illnesses happen to me, I usually get like severe runny nose. I get like a fever, and that's how my psychosomatic illnesses, they manifest themselves. But other people, they get joint pains. And so sometimes it's not just that, oh, something is wrong physically, you take a tablet. Because usually when I get those, I know it's psychosomatic, because when I take medication, it doesn't work. So I know it has nothing to do with actual physical illness. It's a psychological thing. So I have to work on my mind at that point. But wow. Being in this 15, 16 months of lockdown, it gets to you. It does get to you. And like I was saying, you know, being someone who's supposed to be inspiring people, and some days I just feel like I don't want to move. I don't want to get off my bed. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to smile.
I love that. So for me, like, the first time we went into lockdown, mm-hmm. I feel like mentally it didn't affect me the way it did now, because mm-hmm. now I'm literally exhausted, because absolutely. you have run out of the capacity to cope. So at first for me to rationalize, it's like, oh, well, if we stay indoors for 3 months, I don't expect us to be on lockdown for longer than 3 months, maybe 6 months, like... Because when you can put like a reasonable time frame on something, it's like, okay, well, it's gonna end, yes. Right? And I feel like I made so much use of 2020 to push and do this and do that, and I was like super inspired, and I was going, and things were happening. I think I pushed myself so hard that when January came, I really hit a severe level of burnout. And I was really happy with the changes that I was making in my business to really create a business that was more in alignment with me and my talents and really what makes me, right? Sometimes we build businesses around like literally like skills, but then as people, we have natural skill sets and things that make us. And something about 2020, I had a lot of discovery that made me realize, oh, this is what makes me, or this is something that, you know, you notice people saying the same thing about you. So instead of fighting that nature, I decided to embrace that nature, which is more intimate experiences, for example. And I used to feel like, oh, well, I wanna, you know, serve how many people at a time, and, you know, I want to grow and da 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 da. And then I was like, you know what, maybe my talent is to serve people and create intimate experiences where they can really feel served. Mm-hmm. So I pivoted in that way, and I'm glad, because sometimes we do things that go against our nature, as you mentioned earlier, and things just don't work, or things aren't as prosperous as we would like it to. So I was mm-hmm. happy with those changes, but I was still burnt out. And mm-hmm. but I was happy with the direction. But then I realized, okay, I really need to slow down. And then I was burnt out with everything, not just business, but just the pandemic. Everything eventually, when you're pushing, eventually your body is going to push back and be like, I can't take anymore. And that's what happened. And then when, okay, I feel like, okay, I'm getting back, you know, I'm feeling rested, boom, we're in another lockdown. And it's like, I thought we were coming out of this. Just when you're expecting things to open up, you're telling me I have to go back and sit down. I couldn't process that. And it was really hard. And I was really thankful for the clients that I had at the point in time, where I had this space to be flexible, I had this space to be like, I don't feel good today, and I just need to lay down. And That's what I was going through. But then after that, I just went through weeks of just wanting to stay in bed. And I really started to get worried about my own self. Like, am I going to come out of this?
Yeah.
So that is when I finally felt like normal-ish, I wrote the email, because it's like, no, we can't just be walking around here acting like everything is okay.
Yeah.
And I was really happy for the feedback that I got, because it also let me know that a lot of people are experiencing these things. And there's just something about that community of knowing that there are people who understand where I'm going, what I'm going through. And that was the purpose of me sending out that email to my list. Mm-hmm. It was a safe space, a private space to just really share what has been happening. Than that, here are some ways and things that I have been using to cope. And that's the purpose of today. It's not just to go on and on about how hard and rough this period is, but also to help share some tips on how you can cope if you are really struggling to show up for yourself in your personal life and in your business. Because at the end of the day, if we are not okay, our businesses are not going to be okay. We have to first take care of ourselves, because a better us is a better business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Leslie, I want to ask you, you explored the, you know, the struggle of the lockdown. Tell me, what are some feelings again that you like expressed, and what would you narrow down a couple tips for our listeners of how they can cope?
A lot of the feelings, I would say, would be anxiety. Anxiety is definitely one. Because, like you said, we don't know when. We have an idea that maybe, hopefully, within X amount of weeks, we may get a little ease up, as they like to say. But we're not sure, because we thought that, like you said, we thought that last year too. So there's no certainty. So there's a lot of anxiety, which contributes to a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Of course. And what I went through when I was going through my down period, like you had a down period, I had a similar down period. And when I was able to actually vent about it, I realized I was just angry. I was angry.
Yes, I did go through that.
I was just really angry. And I being able to actually label it and say it out loud was a good release for me.
Right.
Like, I guess kind of similar to how, you know, writing the email was for you, but I just needed to be able to say it out loud. I am angry. I'm angry at a host of different things, but so I think the main ones are the anxiety, the stress, and a lot of people have anger. A lot of people have sadness that they're dealing with. And I think for me, some of the tips that have helped me is definitely reach out to someone is the first one. We have this idea that we're supposed to be superheroes and figure everything out by ourselves, and you know,
and we don't want to burden other people.
You think you're burdening other people, and which is actually one of the reasons why I offered an hour free coaching to anyone who felt that they needed some support, some extra support from the mindset point of view. And you know, it's about not bottling up your feelings or trying to push them aside or act like, because a lot of the times, a lot of the messages you've been getting, especially if you keep scrolling social media, is that you're not supposed to be upset about this. They're trying to save our lives. So, so you're not allowed to be upset. Which
I actually experienced that just 2 days ago, and I didn't say a word. I just shared something that echoed those sentiments, and because I related to it. And I honestly don't like the fact that we even feel like we have to, like you said, we can't share how we really feel. We can't be upset, or we can't question anything, or yeah, like we just shouldn't complain, as I was told, as they responded in my comments. And I find that was so odd, because this is people's real life experiences, and we really shouldn't invalidate that. If someone feels upset, if someone feels sad, give them that space to do that. Yeah. Who does it hurt? Everybody copes differently. If you feel fine, great for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And that's the thing. We need to allow people to feel what they feel. Let them feel their feelings, process them, and just accept them. Because when you try to push your feelings aside or bury them or act like they don't exist, that is actually when you lose your connection with your higher level functioning. You actually stop thinking logically and critically because you're not allowing yourself the space to say, okay, I am mad, I am sad, I am, you know, whatever emotion it is. So you have to allow yourself to feel the emotions and not bottle it up so that you can continue to have access to just the thinking logically, which will lead me to my second tip, which is mind what you consume. And this is not just for COVID. This is just generally mind what you consume. If you, I've seen people say they keep refreshing the Ministry of Health's page to see, I'm like, how is this helping or serving you in any way? You're deliberately adding to your anxiety by seeing who is the next person who has died or how many new cases there are. You know, keep yourself, I'm not saying to bury your head in the sand and act like, you know, nothing is going on.
It doesn't happen. Yeah.
You know, but keep yourself informed with one or two reputable sites. But you know, you don't have to sit down watching every day the ticker going back up and how many new cases and everything like that. It's not healthy. It's not helpful.
Oh my goodness. So I have a bunch of things going through my mind that I wouldn't touch on just yet, or maybe not at all, because it's not really relevant and I'll just be venting. But the aspect of the consumption of this information as it relates to COVID, you kind of start to hyper focus on it. And I get it, because I wanted to like add some perspective. Like when things now happen, or when they, you know, you go from one extreme, which is somewhat a lot of freedom that we had pre April month end, right?
Yeah.
And then the week after, it's like every 2 days, boom, boom, boom. And it's just this like tightening of restrictions that just kept coming and coming. Like you can't help but just like, you feel like the sky is falling and you want to know what's happening, and you want to know, and you want to know, and you want to, you keep focusing. And that happens when it's now happening, which also happened last year when, you know, schools were, you sent you home, et cetera, et cetera. And I get it, but then you have to also realize when what you're doing isn't making sense, and you kind of have to stop yourself. And it really does take a lot of self-awareness, because unless there's somebody externally telling you stop, when are you going to personally realize, hey, I need to stop?
Yeah.
And I realized I was like glued to my iPad, and I was only like refreshing and looking to see what people are saying and what they're posting and what new information. And I was like, what is this? What is this? I was like, this doesn't make any sense. We have to sit down with these restrictions for weeks. So this is not a good use of my time. So you know what? It's time to stop. Nothing is going to change much in the next 24 hours. So let me put this down and just kind of detach from all of this information and all of the discussions, because you start to get consumed by it, and it really makes you unwell. And yeah, so I just say that to like agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. When you keep going, you look at one video and then it suggests another, and it's another, and you end up going down this rabbit hole, and then you're looking at these conspiracy theories that have absolutely nothing to do with anything logical. But then there are so many Google doctors out there now. Everyone is an expert. And hearing people like saying, well, my uncle said this, that is your uncle an actual medical expert? No, okay. Let's actually pay attention to the medical experts, please. It's mind what you consume. Like I said, find one or two sites. WHO site is perfect if you want to get like the information. The ministry site is good if you want to get information. But other than that, you really don't need to be looking at 100 different YouTube videos or who posted what on Facebook or wherever. So that would lead to my other tip, which is figuring out how to reframe the experience. And this is not, again, it's not about burying your head in the sand or acting like, oh, nothing is wrong, we're okay. But it's not helpful. It's not serving you to think, oh my God, I'm stuck at home. I don't know what to do. Because I mean, like, you know, I started my business at the beginning of this pandemic. And I spent those first 3 months being like, okay, well, I'll just enjoy the 3 months home and then I'll get everything going. And then, well, we see
and
where
then
we
you
are.
Until you realize, oh, this is going to be longer than I thought.
This is going to be longer. So let me actually use this time. I'm being given all this time and space to actually work on myself, work on my business. And that's when I hired you. I hired my own personal coach also. And, you know, to work on everything and get myself to a point where I'm like, okay, yeah. Because regardless of how long we're in lockdown, it's going to end. And when it ends, do you have a plan?
I love that.
Now you've been given a time to make your long-term plan, make your short-term plan. What is your plan for retirement? Do you want to accomplish something? Do you want to learn a new skill? You want to, anything you want to do, you've been given the time right now to focus on yourself or your family. So instead of just sitting down being like, woe is me, and drinking your life away. And I'm not saying don't take a drink now and then, because I certainly do. But
you
know,
that was a good one.
You know, use the time to actually develop yourself, because when we come out of this, we're going to need so many things. So many people are going to need different support systems and learn how to just take care of themselves, because if heaven forbid we ever have to go through something like this again, I'm pretty sure most of us don't want to be in a similar situation that we found ourselves in. So now will be the time to evaluate. Like, okay, this is what I didn't like about this. How could I possibly change
how
this?
How could if this happened again, how can I have like a better experience of it? Like, where
Absolutely.
Would I rather be?
Yeah.
You know, or what should I have in place that was causing me worry the last pandemic?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good questions. Cause I was having a conversation with a colleague and he asked me, you know, like, I hope this gave people a lot of thought on like, what are you going to do to prepare yourself if something like this ever happened again? And I didn't actually give that much thought so directly, even though I did subconsciously. I was like, what do you mean? And when he clarified, I understood. I was like, oh yes, I did think about that.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do I want to have in place? Mm-hmm. I just didn't have it like framed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really feel like, for at least for me personally, it really, it's like you're on a timeout, and if you were put to sit down and really think about, do I like how my life is going? Not that it's bad, but maybe you haven't been living enough, maybe you haven't been taking enough risk on the things that you really wanted to do. And now that we are like restricted from really making moves on anything, you start to wonder, okay, you know, I was like wasting time, because life really is short, and it really makes you look around and be like, wow, life is short and we really should seize every moment. And, you know, we could, every bit of advice, this can apply to business and personal, because maybe there's a business idea you wanted to pursue, or maybe there's somewhere that you wanted to go, or experiences you wanted to fulfill. And I think those are some of the things I could sit and have a little bit of gratitude for, is that it's a wake-up call.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I know a lot of people are famous for saying things like, oh, well, when I get to this certain level, then I would try to do this. So
We
put it off because we think, oh, we always have time. But
right.
This pandemic has definitely shown us, no, you don't have time. The time is now. What it is you want to do, where it is you want to go, who it is you want to be, the time is now to become that person.
Right.
Yeah. One of the other things that tips that has helped me is keeping a routine. I know.
Oh gosh, you read my mind. I was actually going to bring it up if you didn't. But yeah, run with it. Routine.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Keep a routine. You know, It's very, very tempting to just be like, oh, I'll sleep till noon and I'll do whatever and I'll just,
There's no purpose. Like, what's
no
the
purpose.
urgency?
What's the urgency to wake up? But no, actually, keeping a routine actually helps you to focus yourself and actually feel like, okay, I'm getting things accomplished. And I think it was actually you posted about getting
Getting up
dressed.
and
So
get dressed.
even though we're home, and I myself was guilty of that because I'm like till 1 o'clock in the afternoon in my pajamas. I'm
No,
doing my
I shared that advice, and let me tell you, there are many things that I'm using to cope, but it's not a perfect line. You know, it's not this perfect line of like, okay, I'm doing this for the past how many weeks consistently. No, it goes in waves. It goes up and down. I fall off and I fall back into a slump and I get back on and I continue. And I'll let you finish. I'll actually share what my tip is from a routine perspective, but I fell off and then I get back on. So I'll share mine, but you go back.
But the thing is, even if you fall off, that's okay. The important thing is to actually not judge yourself about falling off or make yourself feel bad, like, oh, I'm a horrible person for not keeping up this routine. Because, like we said in the beginning, you're human, and
Right.
it's normal. You have good days and you have bad days. It's you, no nobody, not even us coaches or even therapists or anybody, even the gurus have bad days. It's just that we actually have the tools that we need to maybe not wallow in the bad days,
Right.
but it's okay to have a bad day. And you know for yourself when you actually do need to take the time off and just be like, okay, I really can't push myself anymore. I need to take some time off, but be it like a couple hours, be it a couple days, it doesn't matter. Everybody's different. But, and I'm not saying this that people are supposed to be like, okay, well, they said I should relax more, so I'm going to not finish my project. This is not an excuse to be lazy, but you know
I
when you
think
need the time for yourself.
what it is, it's about knowing to get in tune with yourself to know what you need and when. Like, you have to strike a balance between giving yourself grace and then keeping yourself accountable to commitments. And that's where it really takes practice. You're not going to always get it right, but it takes practice and it will take time for you to develop that muscle because that's something between you. The point is, people like myself, yourself, therapists, etc., give you tools, but it's now for you to integrate that with your intuition and what you
Absolutely.
think is right for you in that moment. So, like, what might be right for you yesterday might not be right for you next week. Maybe last week you needed to rest, but next week you need to kind of push through and get that responsibility done. Sometimes you
Absolutely.
might have to know when I need to reschedule versus I need to push through. And only you could know what that is.
Absolutely. And in fact, that actually leads to you knowing your own boundaries, because sometimes, as I know a lot of my friends who still work in the corporate world, they were talking about their bosses have them doing meetings at 8 o'clock in the night, and like, no, you have to have boundaries. That's not a thing. You have to have a cutoff time for your work, the same way you would have a cutoff time if you were going into an office. There's a cutoff time even though you're home.
Right.
And the cutoff time is not just for the office, it's for yourself too. And even it could go as far as having boundaries, like not eating in your bed. And you know, eat at your table, eat instead of eating in your bed. That's part of keeping your routine. Or not doing your work on your sofa.
So here's
Go
the thing with
have a
that, right?
specific
To reiterate my point of knowing what you need and what's right for you, is that it has always been my rule as a work from home business, or I should say an online business, right? My office is at home and I have a designated space. But because I was so demotivated, it actually felt kind of depressing to open the door and come in here. For some reason, I just wasn't feeling the space.
Yeah.
And I have been full-time for like 4 years, and I have never, I wouldn't say never, but for 90% of it, 95, I don't work from my bedroom. That had to be like a non-negotiable. I needed to keep work outside of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. The only time my desk was in my bedroom is when I was doing stuff in here. And I just wanted a safe space away from my children to leave my things, have my desk, have my stuff. Yeah. But that's a no-no for me. But when I realized I went down in this slump, that was my comfort, to the point where I got one of those like laptop desk for the bed, and I worked from that. That's working for me, and I know I'll get back here when the time is right, when, because that's not that's mm-hmm. my rule, that's my boundary. But mm-hmm. I know that's what I need to get through this space right now.
You know, absolutely. And it's good that you know what you need to be able to continue on your path. A lot of people would be like, that is like, it actually works for you because you got the little desk and everything. And some people would try to do the same thing and they would not be able to be productive. So that's where actually knowing yourself and knowing your boundaries actually comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing who you are as a person, I know that if I go downstairs where my kids are and have the everyone's on their tablets and it's loud, and I'm not getting anything done, and then it's going to be like, okay, let me go cook something, and so I know when I need to get stuff done, I need to keep myself in my corner, so to speak.
Right.
Not actually a corner, but so that I can get my productivity done and then go. And like I said, have that cutoff time, because I've realized even for myself, if I don't set a specific cutoff time, I could be working 10 o'clock in the night still doing stuff. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's so definitely keep your boundaries, keep your routines. And try to get as much sleep as possible. I know my circadian rhythm has been completely thrown off for these lockdowns. So I'm sleeping at really randomly weird hours, but I know it will come back when we get a little more
normal,
open, normalcy. So the last,
Oh, so before you move on to your last tip, I want to keep it on theme. So yeah. I'll share my routine tip. So mm-hmm. I did some self-reflection and I realized, okay, what is the point of when I open my eye in the morning that I go down this slippery slope of anxiety, depression, hopelessness? What's the point? Why does this matter anymore right now, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized that I need to have a morning routine. But sometimes we have this morning routine that's so elaborate that even that feels like it's too much, right? I'm big on morning routines. Even before the pandemic, I love to watch morning routine videos. It's so inspiring, makes me feel productive. Mm-hmm. And I've had many various morning routines, which I actually plan to do an episode just around morning routines. And one of the things that I was like, okay, this is a whole elaborate half an hour morning routine. I don't know why we made a morning routine such a big, elaborate event. But it's like, okay, what is like a minimal morning routine? What is something that's very low maintenance? Because when we are struggling to embark on any task, when we are just looking at the whole many different steps, it feels overwhelming. So when you're there, and you're thinking, oh, I have to do this, 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 this. It feels like too much. I told myself, okay, Cassia, what's that one trigger to just get the momentum going? And what I realized is I need to get out of bed ASAP and just head to the bathroom and wash my face, even if I don't bathe right away. Mm-hmm. Wash my face and just do my, like, you know, moisturize my skin, then, you know, move on to the coffee and the breakfast. But if I start to think about, oh, I have to go and make breakfast for the kids and I have to do this, I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens to me. I feel like, oh God. But morning routines is more about self-care. I would say, like, you have to fill yourself up first. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to focus on. What would make me feel that little jolt of like, okay, I feel like good. And that is just to simply get there and wash my face, put on a Headspace. I don't know if you don't know, I will link in the show notes, but the Headspace app or some kind of motivational something. For some people that would be, you know, prayer, meditation, journaling. I'd love to do all of those things too, but I wanted to have like a simple three-step. What are these three things? Then you could branch out and have the more elaborate things that you want as bonuses or additional. But my tip would be have like just like what are three simple things that you could do in the morning to just get you out of bed and get you going so that you don't stay there for hours and hours going down the slippery slope of anxiety, depression, and hopelessness. Like, what's the freaking point?
Absolutely. It's 100%. And that's actually one of the things that I work with clients to make sure that everybody starts getting a morning routine, because it's necessary for you to start your day, like you said, filling yourself
up. It sets the tone.
Fill yourself up first. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So, like, part of my morning routine is when I wake up, I will do like 10 minutes of meditation. Then I will do some journaling about my goals for the week and possibilities and different things like that. And before I get into, you know, online class with the kids and blah blah blah, because, you know, once you get that part going, like you said, the whole making sure that they have
it becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, you know, your mind is not going to go back to, okay, I need to meditate and I need to journal. No, your mind is already on autopilot going 100 miles an hour. So if you can carve out space in the morning as soon as you wake
just
up.
That's a 10-15 minutes.
10-15 minutes. It doesn't have to, like you said, it doesn't have to be this long, elaborate tra-la-la, because I mean, it's nice to have the long, elaborate stuff, but
when you can. You
know, when you can, but, you know, keep it efficient. What, like you said, whatever works for you, meditation and the journaling works for me. You said, you know, washing your face and getting your skincare going. It works for you, and everybody will have something different that works for them. Figure out what works for you that you can do within the 15 minutes. And right. For me, even trying to, I like to listen to podcasts. So instead of like sitting down and carving out time to listen to them, I actually just listen to them while I'm in the shower and getting myself ready and stuff. So it kind of knocks two birds out with one stone. So that's also a possibility for anybody. I realize that some people are like, well, I don't have time. Okay, what are you doing while you're showering? Nothing? Okay, listen to something then, you know?
Right.
So you can always figure out having time for your routine for yourself, because if you don't have time for yourself, how are you going to give time to others?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you going to pour into anyone else, you know, your job, your clients, your kids, your sister, your mom, you know, your significant other? You first have to like say about you.
Yeah. And this actually was a perfect lead up to my last tip, which was self-care. You know, some, like we said earlier, sometimes you just need to shut off. If it's like, okay, I need to stop looking at the computer for an hour, or I need to just go outside, walk outside barefooted, ground yourself, take some alone time, allow your kids to have alone time, because a lot of us think that, oh, the kids are fine, the kids aren't fine. You know, the kids need, just the same way we need our alone time to process what we're going through, the kids need the same alone time to process what they're going through. So allow for them to have their space. And also, see as much as how much you can actually get them like involved with the other parts of their family, meaning like, well, my kids just have like their grandparents, And you know, it's they love seeing their grandparents, but of course, you know, it's a taboo to let them see their grandparents or whatever. So it just even if it's just a simple family Zoom call
Right.
once a week where they can be like, hey, how you going, and catch up, and so keep them involved in like family life, that oh no, nobody has
Find ways for
abandoned
them to interact with the
you.
outside world as much as possible while
Yeah.
being. Yeah.
It's really, and the thing as a parent, it's really sad to watch, because like I had the air condition repair people come a couple weeks ago, before the extreme lockdown, and they one of them brought their daughter with them, and my 6-year-old was ready to go hug the girl, you know, like, oh my God, you're my friend, you know. And
Oh.
it's so sad to watch them go through this. And especially at, like, I have a 6-year-old and I have an 18-year-old. And I mean, while the 18-year-old isn't having the best time either, you know, she can cope a little better than the 6-year-old. And, you know,
Right.
I have every time online school ends and the friends log off, I have to sit with her while she cries because my friends are gone. I have no friends, you know. So it's really, you really. And
I have experienced the same.
to be able to deal with that, you definitely have to pour into
Fill
yourself first,
yourself up, yeah, because
because
it takes a toll on
it
us,
takes a
especially as
toll.
mompreneurs. Like, we have to balance the business, making sure that the business is still coming along and pushing the needle forward. But then it's like I have a responsibility as a mom to my kids, like.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just kind
Absolutely.
of have to prioritize, and sometimes the business isn't the priority. And I
Yeah.
think that's also an important message that, as tough as that is to share, we have to take some kind of solace that it will pick back up afterwards,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know? But easier said than done, especially
Of
when you
course.
need it to be moving right now. But I think that does bring some comfort to some of us because we feel like, oh my gosh, it's ending. It's the end of the world, but it will pick back up. People will be in demand for things as they are ready to, like, hey, I want to go.
I
I
want
want
to
to
go.
get
I need
this
to
shit
do this. I
going.
need to be
And people
better,
will,
you
you
know.
will be surprised that people just start reaching out when they just know that life has settled a bit. I think people put a lot of things on pause too, because even though they might be able to transact online, because things are uncertain, they are just on pause. It doesn't mean it's no, it just means not right now.
Not right now. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thing is, we know that it's going to end. And when it actually does come to an end, or is coming to an end, there's a whole new set of anxieties that's going to come up with
That comes
people.
with that. Yeah.
People think that, oh, when it ends, we're just going to be like, oh yes, party in the streets. But no, you're actually going to have to brace yourself for a whole different level
How
of
to adjust.
anxiety, how to readjust to just being out with other people. And I know people will say, well, I go to the grocery, and it's not the same. It's not the same when you can just have that freedom of movement. And like, I know even for myself, I'm already planning trips. And I'm like, I told my brother, you're gonna see me for about 3 months. I hope you can handle it, right?
I love it. I have a similar mindset. Like, I don't really care what's going on here, you know. I don't. Like, I need to, like, detach for a while, but
Absolutely. 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 So it's going to be a lot of anxiety going back into public places, and because people are going to be like, oh my God, what if there's a resurgence, and you know, what about the job market and all that. So I would like people to know that, anticipate that those anxieties are going to come. You might not think that yet you're going to have them, because you know, maybe you haven't been one of those who lost their jobs or anything like that, but you'll be surprised at when it happens, the thoughts that are going to come to your mind. So you know, just be wary of the fact that you're going to have a whole different new level of anxiety to deal with when we go back to being normal.
normal. Yeah. I honestly think that's even a whole other topic by itself.
Absolutely,
It is a
yes.
whole other topic that maybe we could explore another time. Maybe as
Yeah.
it gets closer to that, we could, talk about that too. But definitely, we also have to use this detention time as we sit and evaluate our lives and prepare and, put
Yep.
things in place that we
Yep.
also mentally prepare for that transition back to, that new normal, because it's
Yep.
definitely not going to be the world that we experienced pre-pandemic. And
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think a lot of what's to come is going to be a struggle of trying to get back to the old thing when you as an individual have a whole new perspective and you're a changed
Yeah.
person as well.
Yeah.
So we lost Leslie there coming down to the end of the episode, but that was it. That was all of the tips that we had to share. And regardless of when you're listening to this, a year after the pandemic, 6 months after, 3 months after, life might be pretty much normal on your side of the world. The fact is, there will be times in your life and in business when you have highs and lows, and you really start to question, oh my gosh, is this it? Do I really want to continue doing X? Is this the end for me? You might really question, what's the point anymore of whatever it is you're trying to pursue in life, whether that's business, school, whatever it is. And I hope that this gave you some comfort and some reassurance that it will come to an end, whatever your trial and tribulation is at this time. You might be grieving, a loved one's death. Like, grief does not just have to be death, as we explored in this episode. And regardless of what type of grief you might be dealing with in your life, I hope that amongst all of the hustle content that's out there, even the content that I put out about taking action and doing this and doing that, I hope that this helped you in whatever season of discouragement that you might be in, and give you some tools that you can work with to help you push through and come out on the other side stronger and better. All right, so I will link to how you can connect with Leslie. All of it is in the show notes to learn more about her. You could find her on her website at lesliebradshaw.com. You can also find her on Instagram. Like I said, I will link to all of her stuff, any goodies that she will share with us. Everything is in the show notes, so be sure to check that out. And I look forward to chatting with you guys again soon on the next episode.